entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, snap! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. And now listen, I understand that a lot of you are hearing this, and you're attracted to my voice. However, wait till you hear the voice from hell that I'm about to introduce now. Ladies and gentlemen, Shorty Murphy. Shorty Murphy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Really enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah, I'm fired up, baby. I don't know. You kind of set me up for failure.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, there was really nothing I could say at that point that would have been acceptable.
I basically said, you like me, but wait until you hear this guy. And we got like a fucking bump in. That's the same type of enthusiasm you'd put into a random bump in. Oh, hey, how are you? Work?
Hey, it's coming, yeah. How
remember?
You
yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. We got to do something, though. We got to get together.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, my God. So, Shawnee Murphy, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
How's it been for you? How has your week been?
I got to tell you, I don't know that I've ever done less in my entire existence than I did over the past week. I mean, even talking back, like, you know, the summer during high school when the goal is to do nothing, I think I did less than that. I had a 9-day stretch where I didn't have to work. Now,
You took off and you didn't, you just didn't do anything.
Yeah. I had time to burn. I have to use a bunch of time before the end of the year, before the cutover. Otherwise I just lose it. So, yep. It's better to do nothing than lose it. So I just took off a random week, had no plans, had nothing. And I basically did as little as humanly possible during that week of time.
Now, did you go into it with an expectation of maybe accomplishing something?
Absolutely.
I'll use this time and I'll fix the closet or I'll wash the car. And you just did nothing.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely said that to myself beforehand. So, you know, I wanted to paint. My kitchen is unpainted. It really should be painted.
Yeah.
And I decided I wanted to paint it. And I'm like, all right, I'll just paint over that time. And, you know, I'll paint my master bathroom, too. I'll get all this shit done. Great. I have a whole week. So Monday comes and I don't do anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as the day's wearing on,
I got so much time.
I got time left. I got time out the ass. I mean, come on. I don't need to get it all done today.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it Monday. And it's amazing how well that excuse works all the way up to the point where you're like, well, I don't have enough time anymore.
Yeah, you teeter over into, man, I should have done something with that, but can't start it now.
Yeah, too late now. I don't have time. I don't have time to go get all those supplies.
I'm not going to be able to paint the entire place now. I may as well not even start.
So I managed to, over a week span, spackle two areas of my ceiling. Like, and I know that sounds horrible when you say it like that, but yeah, actually use spackle, not semen, but yes.
Yeah, you didn't leave a fucking yellowing, crispy, flaky stain on the wall. You repaired one of your walls.
I repaired my ceiling. I did two little spots, 9 days to accomplish that.
Jesus
baby.
Christ!
And it is the slowest. It is the slowest possible construction work ever.
Your grandiose vision of transforming your home over this week, and because you have so much time, basically whittled down into keeping your home looking the same. Just maintaining it so it continues to look the same, and probably an hour's worth of work.
Well, it's amazing. I did a really good job about planning a lot of work to do in the house. Like, actually, I spent a good portion of the week planning what I was going to be doing to the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I had this CAD software. I was redesigning all these complex things that I could never do myself.
Yeah, you showed me the plan. Like, you had more detail on the fucking foosball table. Like, you must have agonized on, like, well, if I use this texture and that. So, like, it wasn't entirely productive, but I guess maybe you used it for learning the software.
Well, I had actually learned most of the software already before the week off began.
Oh, shit.
What I did is I have...
You played house. You used CAD to play house on your computer.
Basically, I made a dollhouse, and I put my furniture in it. I didn't put any people in it, though. That's, you know, I guess that's how I envisioned the perfect world. It's just, like, furniture and no people.
Do you realize, like, how on the verge of gay... Like our conversations were getting, we were discussing like what backsplashes would fucking look nice.
Yeah, but let's face it. Okay, so you're in the process of remodeling the house, the place you bought. I'm legitimately looking at remodeling mine. So yeah, it's a little bit gay, but at the same time, like you could go to Home Depot where people are supposed to be all manly and shit.
Yeah,
maybe having the same conversation.
Yeah, but the thing is, I would be like, oh, you know, you should consider glass tile, and you're like, what? Oh, glass tile? And I'm like, yeah. Oh well, you know what? Just Google it. Just like I didn't want to go into like. Like
you realize halfway through if I didn't know something that you weren't going to be the faggot to describe it.
I didn't want to be like, oh, it's the perfect material. It looks fun. And use words
and what
like,
you should do is get a throw pillow.
Ultra modern. No, I wanted to take a step back. I was kind of psyched that you were doing that because, yeah, I am doing stuff to the house. We're getting stuff done, trying to at least. And the planning phase I really like. Like considering the model, the 3D model you built of the house, I thought that was all really cool, and yeah, we're doing something. We actually just nailed down one of the projects that I've wanted to do for a very long time. Our house is a bi-level, and we have an attic. And currently, the only way, or before our project, the only way to get in was to push up a little panel of wood, slide it over, and climb up the and basically do half a pull up and kind of jump into the fucking space. There were no stairs. You had to use a ladder, climb in, and that's how you're in. And we wanted to install some attic stairs, so we bought them, and my dad agreed to help put them in because you've done this to your place too, right?
Yeah, I mean it's not that easy a project. I did it myself when I did it because you know, hey, I'm a little bit more of a man than you.
Fuck you.
But it's not an easy project. Doing it alone takes a long ass time.
Yeah.
So doing two people, you can bang that thing out a lot easier.
Yeah. So my dad helped, and it still needs to be spackled around, and the edges are roughed out. But something kind of fucking gross happened while we were doing this.
What'd you see, like plumber's crack or something?
Well. My dad decided that his spot in the project would be in the attic. I would hand the stairs up to him. We'd hold it while he nailed it in, and basically he was doing all the work. I was basically a fucking post.
Okay.
I was pulling off the same job as the guy who holds the sign. I took the role of post just to support something and make sure something didn't move.
Okay,
but because the hatch that we had was wider. We had to narrow it, and there was some slats, some open ceiling on either side of the attic stairs. So there's some sheetrock missing. So if you look down and the stairs are closed, you can still see up into the attic. So you know, when we're putting the stairs up, it starts to get really fucking hot in the attic. This is before it got insanely fucking cold, just like yesterday.
Overnight, boom, freezing.
Overnight, fucking freezing.
80 degrees last week.
It got really fucking hot in the attic. My dad's getting short-tempered. He just wants to get this shit done. And he's like, hold that fucking thing. It's not fucking plumb. It's not plumb. So I'm holding. I'm like, it's fucking plumb. And he's like, okay, is it straight? And as soon as I say, yeah, it's straight, I open my mouth. A fucking bead of sweat falls off his fucking forehead and hits my tongue.
just right straight into your tongue?
Yeah, cause, and you know what? I didn't even suspect it happening because despite him just constantly wiping his fucking face on his sleeves on lifting his shirt, wiping his face, just dripping. Because I guess it had to be 100 degrees up there. I don't know. It was fucking really hot for him. And I went up there at the end, and it was okay. It was hot. It was like 20 degrees hotter up there than in the fucking room. So, he asked me to level it. And as soon as I'm saying, yeah, it just fucking fell on my tongue and I wanted to fucking vomit. And he's like, come on, what are you doing? I'm like, ugh. I had to.
So you didn't say anything about this, that this happened?
I was trying to hold back the dam that had broken. I was really trying to just choke back all the vomit. And I did. I managed to do it just by standing still and not. Because this is like fresh off of seeing Jackass 3D. And now, if you haven't seen it, and for those of you who have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. There's a scene where they have the sweatsuit cocktail, where Preston.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, Preston, the fat guy. that guy's got a fucking shitty deal. Because like, even if you know his name, you're still gonna clarify him as the fucking fat guy from Jackass. Anyway, they wrap him up in like a wrestler's sweatsuit that you would wear when you have to cut weight. And they cut a little hole in the ass and tape a funnel and run a tube into like a fucking pint glass. And he does cardio for like 20 minutes, and it's just this yellowing fucking just gray, yellow, clear, fucking cloudy sweat in a glass, and Steve-O drinks it, and everybody in the fucking room vomits. The cameraman fucking vomits into this camera. Like destroys the camera with his fucking stomach contents. Everybody fucking pukes. And I gotta say that I'm normally good with this shit. Like two girls, one cup, salsa snack, all that shit. That somehow, maybe it was the 3D, I don't know. That scene really fucking just got to me. Like I could almost smell the fucking drink. It like in my head, I had a vision of how fucking terrible it was. And I suppressed that. And not even a fucking, like, a day later, I'm actually hit with fucking sweat in my mouth from my fucking dad.
Does that make it worse that it's your dad? Like, if it was me in the attic and I sweat in your mouth, would that be better or worse than your dad sweating in your mouth?
I guess it's because the person.
Like the question is, which is more repulsive? Your
stranger,
your family. Okay, if you had to choose between your family sweating into your mouth, a friend of yours sweating into your mouth, or a stranger sweating into your mouth,
I think it would definitely be stranger. And
the stranger could be anybody.
That's true.
Could be a fucking dirty ass bum off the street.
You know what?
It could
though,
be anybody.
You know, I don't have a fucking germ thing, and like a drop of sweat really isn't going to kill you.
No,
so,
it won't.
So in retelling this, since I guess the stipulation is that you're going to have to tell somebody about this, I think it's far worse to say my dad's sweat in my mouth than it is to say, dude, I got some dude's fucking sweat in my mouth.
I don't know. If you say some dude's, it sounds pretty fucking awful. Yeah.
You know what? Replaying that in my head? Yeah.
I just got some dude's sweat.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking rotten, too. you know what? I would say... I'd say equally horrible.
But so it's all just so neither one's better or worse. They're just bad in different ways or slightly different ways.
Because here's the deal: you're painting me into a corner. Because as much as I don't want my dad's sweat in my fucking mouth, I sure as hell don't want anybody's fucking sweat in my mouth. And I'm not gonna fucking pick between you, my dad, or a fucking stranger. I guess actually I would choose a stranger rather than you getting me to say, obviously the obvious move is Sean. Go pick a friend sweat any day. They're all horrible, but
I'm not saying any of them are good.
I think you could spin the stranger into you being tricked.
I think you have a better chance of spinning the stranger than you being a faggot, is what I think, though.
You think,
like, that's strange.
All,
okay,
it's all so, how you present it.
That's exchanging bodily fluids with a strange man.
Okay, so obviously the way to break the story is not to say some dude sweat in my mouth. You could say...
Like, that sounds like innuendo. Like,
you could say, here I am, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden some dude flicks sweat at me, and it got in my mouth. I think that's a lot better than my dad's sweat.
You have to explain it exactly how it happened. I opened my mouth to speak, and sweat dripped onto my tongue.
I have to
this
fucking
say exactly how it happened. It dripped onto my tongue.
It's still bad. I have to basically write a Hemingway novel to make it not sound gay. I have to speak 100 pages of fucking journalistic text just to make it sound not gay, and it's still kind of gay.
That just proves like any bodily fluid exchange between two men is gay, no matter what. I mean, sweat is probably, of all the bodily fluids, sweat is probably the least gay of them all.
Yeah, I guess.
Saliva's more gay than it.
So there's saliva. There's
jizz
blood.
Is more gay. Blood.
Blood is the least gayest because you're not gonna because you have to like have some kind of harm done to you for blood to come out.
Yeah, but you could be like, I don't know, like you swapping blood with some dude.
No, like right, a dude.
This is how you decide. You actually say that. You say swapping X with some dude. And that's how you rank it. You decide based on that sentence what sounds worse. So if you say
obviously
swapping spit with some dude, sounds terrible. Yeah. Swapping jizz with some dude, fucking horrible.
That's the worst.
Swapping blood with some dude actually doesn't sound so bad.
What about swapping feces?
Swapping feces with some dude.
Just hook asses and do an oil change. He shits into you. You shit into a bowl. You eat it. Then you shit into him. I don't know.
Swapping sweat with some dude sounds pretty gay.
Swapping blood sounds gay too. Like
it doesn't sound nearly as gay. Although if you read in between the lines on what,
yeah, like because that's like a willing thing. Like a swap is like you give and take. Like
swap urine.
I think blood is not as gay if it's like some maniac opening a vein and just fucking pressure squirting it into your eyes. That's kind of horrific, but not really gay.
Not really gay, yeah. It would just give you nightmares for the rest of your life.
Somebody running down the street trying to just fucking
super soak blood
into your fucking eyes.
Pinning you down, opening your mouth, and firing blood into your mouth.
But then again, and you know what? If it was saliva or jizz, you're still going to have that the doubters. There's going to be skeptics. It's like, no, honestly, he was just running down the street and he jizzed on me.
He was just running down the street and he spit into my mouth.
Yeah, he just was jerking off for 10 paces and accidentally came and, like, there's no way you can spin the other two. The blood, because it's so prevalent in horror movies, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, piss into the mouth would be worse.
So obviously.
Shit into the mouth would be, yeah. So blood.
Your
blood
original
is
stance of saliva being the least gay. I'd say piss is less gay than saliva.
I don't know. You let some dude piss into your mouth.
I'm not. Hey, hold on. You're spinning this whole fucking situation. Like I let my dad fucking
really
sweat my mouth.
You let some dude piss in your mouth.
The whole premise is that it's involuntary. I didn't go, hey dad, if you could.
Yeah, but if it's involuntary. None of it's gay if it's involuntary, if it just happens.
Yeah, but if you're trying to describe an involuntary act.
If you started out like the way you described it, said, hey, some dude sweating in my mouth.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? I really regret saying that. Oh, god damn it. But in effect, that's what happened. My dad fucking, a drop of his fucking sweat, and he was pissed off because I didn't give him an answer right away. Like, come on!
I'm surprised you didn't drop the ladder at that point.
You fucking sweat in my mouth.
So now, did you actually say anything to him that this happened? Or
yeah.
Did you like keep it to yourself? So you actually said
After I was able to stave off the vomit, I kind of yelled at him. I'm like, you fucking sweat in my mouth. He's like, it's fucking hot in here. What do you want? So he was like, not sympathetic, let's just say. I don't know. I shouldn't even be looking for sympathy. There's nothing you can do to make that okay. There's just nothing you can do.
No, sympathy might have made it worse. Oh, I'm sorry I sweat in your mouth.
Now, here's the ultimate test, though, okay? If you can get a contractor to complete work for you, but he has to sweat in your mouth.
Like one drop?
Okay, what's the quantity of sweat in your mouth you would take to make worth being free?
Well, I guess it depends on the size of the job. So you got to put a quantity of sweat versus dollars.
Yeah.
Like, how many dollars would you need per drop of sweat?
Let's say it's a,
into the mouth, right? Like in the way you got it too, like dropping from the sky right under your tongue.
Oh, Jesus!
Like not like I don't know. Like, is it worse to drink it out of a glass or just have it errantly fall onto your tongue?
Oh, it's definitely worse to drink it out of a glass.
Yeah, I think it is worse to drink it out of a glass.
There's
an expectation
and there's anxiety. Like it's there waiting for you.
You were just surprised by it, so yeah. So that's not nearly as bad as you know. Just a shocking, you know, some point in your life, sweat falls into your mouth.
Yeah. I would say $500 per drop.
$500 per drop, huh?
Maybe, yeah. I would say $500 a drop. If I could take, here's the thing. Any construction job, if I could take $500 off by consuming one drop of the dude's sweat doing it, fuck it. I'm in.
I think actually.
As long as I could soak it into bread or something. I'm not going to just take it from the source.
I think you'd probably go, no. I'm just saying, like, you know, this has to happen.
Take it off my neck.
This has to happen. No, you don't need to take it. It happens the same way. At some point during the course of that job, that man's sweat will fall into your mouth. Like, you don't know when or where. It's just going to happen. It's inevitable. And you know it. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
So you're signing up for this. You know, so is it $500? Is it?
Yeah, and you know what? And if you dodge,
see, I think you would actually go cheaper than that. I think that's one of those things where you know reality comes, push comes to shove, money's on the table. You probably take a drop of sweat for $50.
You said $50.
You think? I mean, it is really only sweat. I mean, we're making a big deal out of it, but it is.
Could you take more than one drop to really cheapen?
Like you're talking about one drop just randomly falls and hits you in the tongue.
But could you like get your whole house painted if you drink like a fucking a highball glass of sweat?
Would I?
No, I mean, could you? Is that part of the deal? Is that how it works? Like
if you want to roll that way.
The more sweat you drink, the more money off.
$50 a drop.
Wow. So like,
I mean, think about what a drop is.
Yeah, that's really. That's like there's.
It's not that much. You know, 10 drops is worth $500.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how much would a shot glass? How many drops do you think are in a shot glass?
I don't know. Maybe
a couple hundred.
More than I think more than a couple hundred.
Okay.
I don't know.
So let's pretend there's 200. I mean, we're just making this shit up. We don't know how many drops are in a shot glass.
Yeah.
So if it's 200 and you get $50 per, that's $10,000 for doing a shot glass full.
Jesus. Apparently, Google is telling me that it's 0.04 milliliters per drop.
0.04 milliliters?
Yeah.
All right. How many milliliters in an ounce?
I'm looking that up. Milliliters per ounce.
0.04 milliliters? Not even 0.4?
It's milliliters per ounce. 3.5273961 times 10 to the minus 5. Okay. Okay.
Fuck this math.
Yeah.
Let's just say there's 200 drops in the shot glass. That's $10,000.
Sure.
So would you do a shot of contractor sweat for $10,000?
A shot of contractor sweat for 10 grand.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would definitely
your $500 thing
goes
right
out the window. You know what you can get done with 10 grand?
So I'm saying your $500 thing goes right out the window because you were saying a drop for $500.
Yeah.
I'm saying cut that into one-tenth of it and you'd still – you do, and we both think that 200 drops is probably a low estimate for what's in a shot, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's worth a lot more than that. But we're just saying shot glass for 10 grand. Shot glass of contractor sweat. And contractor sweat's got to be worse than just your run-of-the-mill everyday like office person sweat, right?
Yeah.
Like contractor sweat's going to be worse, right? It's got to be.
There are 29.5 milliliters in an ounce. Okay, just to let you know. that's a lot of fucking drops.
Liters.
That's 737 drops in an ounce. 737 drops. And you said $50 an ounce? That's $36,875.
For a shot. Okay. So you can cut that down to that's it. You get that down to $10 per drop of sweat in your mouth. And you're still talking about like $7,500.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you'd do that in a heartbeat, no doubt. Faggot.
$10 and you wouldn't. You wouldn't. I'm sticking to the 50 though, because 36 grand, 36.8 grand per shot. We're talking about this like this is a real fucking thing.
You'd be just do it.
I'm actually working out the.
Okay, now put it this way. How much
hold on. Be quiet. I'm trying to search Craigslist for sweat contractors.
No, but okay, put it in this context. Like, how much would it take? How much sweat would it take? How many dollars per week to replace your salary? That's all you have to do that week, and you make just as much money as you do now, just letting drinking sweat.
When you reduced it, you're saying like $7,500 per shot is what you're saying now?
Well, I'm just saying if you had to do this for a living and just replace your salary, it's not going to even cost you that much per shot. Like, you do a shot a week. Think about what your weekly salary is. The ultimate question, would you rather continue your current job making your current pay or once a week
if a shot is worth $7,500 and you do
I'm
one
saying
a
it
week,
doesn't even need to be that much.
I'm saying if you do one a week, you're making $390,000 a year.
So no,
I would absolutely fucking do it.
Cut it down to $2,500
a
shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You do it once a week and you don't have to work anymore.
$130,000 before taxes. That's a nice gross. Just for drinking an ounce of sweat.
You're drinking an ounce of sweat. It's not bad.
You know what? God damn. Once you work in like the salary aspect of it, you can really get anybody to do anything. Like there were all the conversations of like, dude, would you eat a bowl of shit for like $50,000? Well, no. But you would probably drink a shot glass of shit for fucking $5,000 a week. Sure. Win for life.
But if all you said was, would you eat a bowl of shit or drink a shot glass of shit for $5,000? Most people are going to say no. But somehow, if you said, would you drink a shot of shit for $5,000 every week for the rest of your life? Wow. When you put it that way, somehow it's better.
You expressed it as replacing my salary. That's what fucking turned me on to the idea of drinking fucking sweat professionally.
there's got to be fucking freaks out there willing to pay for that shit, right?
I'm thinking here. If anybody out there listening to this wants to sweat an ounce and you're disease-free and you can sweat an ounce per week and deliver $2,500 a week.
And replace my salary.
Shawnee Murphy would drink it every week.
Yeah, no. If you replace my salary once a week, I do a shot of sweat. No problem, man.
Would you?
I'm never going back to work again.
Would you let them film it and put it on YouTube?
Oh yeah, what the hell do I care? If you don't have to worry about blacklisted from work anymore, but you have a new job, baby.
Drinking sweat, holy shit. Meanwhile, one drop fucking buckled my knees and made me want to puke.
That's only because you didn't know you were getting paid, man. If you know you're getting paid, you're going to be fine with it.
I guess so.
Think about it. What it puts into the context of is, would you rather drink this shot glass full of sweat or go to work for the next 5 days?
Jesus.
So you're talking about 10 seconds of not even a second and a half of drinking the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe like 45 seconds to 5 minutes of feeling like you're going to throw up.
Yeah.
Maybe actually throwing up. Yeah, I figure though, like the 80th time you do it, it's not going to have any effect anymore. You're going to be like, whatever, another one.
Yeah, but the thing about that is saying not going to work for 5 days, that kind of leaves the option out there of being able to retire from the sweat game. Like, not going to work for 5 days means, like, after 5 days, yeah, I can still go back. My job will still be there for me. I won't have to drink this sweat all the time. There's no 401k in the fucking sweat business. You have to put money away. You have to be wise with it. In between scrubbing the fucking film off your tongue. I bet you there'd be a film.
Why would there be a film? It's just like salty water, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, but aren't there shit too?
It's like how greasy is this motherfucker? You're letting sweat in your mouth.
I mean, it depends on where their family's originally from, doesn't it? I don't know. I don't want to get into a racial thing here, but if they are Spanish, it will be a little more greasy and potentially spicy.
Now, the question is, the location of the sweat could actually matter.
Yeah.
From whence it came.
Okay. Forehead sweat, I think, is definitely not an issue.
It's not nearly as bad as like ball sweat or ass sweat.
The worst form of sweat is definitely scrotum sweat.
You think that's worse than ass sweat?
Well, ass sweat, if you could isolate the ass sweat and not get the shit,
No, that's the whole point, though. You can't do that.
There you go. Then ass sweat is the worst. Ass sweat is the worst.
Ass sweat is worse than ball sweat. Well, you'd rather have some guy's ball drippy sweat fall into your tongue.
I'm not saying that, dude. Fuck you. What about under the foreskin sweat? Because that becomes cheese after a while. That fucking churns.
That's not worse than shit sweat. Shit sweat has to be the worst.
Oh, you think so? You think fucking dick cheese is actually easier to do than fucking ass sweat?
Yeah, I think so.
Even though it's solid, it's become solid.
Yeah, but you're allowed to strain it with some cheesecloth or something.
A dick cheesecloth. Jesus. Strain it. Imagine the person whose job it is to fucking strain dick cheese.
Hold on, I'm getting all the dick cheese out of this.
I'd love to see
this motherfucker over here can drink a shot glass of it so he gets paid.
I'd love to see that episode of How It's Made. And it comes down to fucking... They'd have to say fucking, because I can't fucking do it. I don't know. Fuck it. To me, this is the most ridiculous fucking conversation to ever be spawned off of one drop of sweat accidentally falling into my mouth. But attic stairs are installed. I didn't have to pay a dime. I had to buy the materials, though.
If your attic stairs would have been installed and paid for, and you didn't have to do any of the work, would you let a contractor sweat into your mouth?
If it's one drop?
One drop of sweat.
Absolutely. Fuck it.
There you go.
If I didn't have my debt, I'm not going to like say, hey, dad, you know what? Stay home. I got this. And let a dude fucking flick sweat into my... No. But if I had no other way of doing it, and I wanted to kick back and just fucking forget about this incident and maybe enjoy my afternoon and then just turn around and see everything done, yeah. Answer is yes.
All right, there it is. So that's the price.
That's it. Fuck you.
Replacement of salary or attic stairs installed. That's all it takes, baby.
That's it. Jesus Christ. But sweat, I think, which wins, piss or sweat?
As far as what goes? Like, what would you rather have?
I mean, as far as most vile.
Oh, piss is more vile than sweat.
Obviously. I think anything pissing...
The real comparison, yeah. The one that actually becomes a difficult decision,
okay,
is jizz or shit.
No, that's really not that difficult of a fucking decision. Yeah, because then if that's the place that your chosen.
I'm saying those are the two worst, and I think I don't know. I think
if that's the fucking the end of the path that you've taken in your life, choose between shit or jizz, it's time to fall on something sharp and just fucking bleed out.
Let's face it, though. That's not the point of the would you rather game.
I know.
The point of the would you rather game is that suicide is somehow not an option.
Suicide doesn't work.
Yeah. You can't kill. The only way you can kill yourself is to drink a shot glass full of shit or jizz, and then you'll be dead. That's the only way out.
Yeah, I mean, you could overdose on one of the two, but you have to choose. I don't know. I mean, when something is pissed on, it's defiled, correct?
It is, as if something was shit on or jizzed on. Yeah.
Well, I have experience from this weekend of something being pissed on and defiled because we took Teddy to the dog park.
Oh, yeah?
Halloween, we took him to the fucking dog park. And we were not alone in doing this.
Did you dress him up?
He had a costume.
Oh, yeah. What was Teddy's costume?
He had a choice because Amanda bought fucking, I don't know how many, three or four costumes. She bought fucking three or four costumes. Again, they were cheap. However, she settled on putting him in a skeleton outfit. So he was wearing like the the Cobra Kai Halloween costume, basically, from Karate Kid. You know, like that skeleton T-shirt type thing.
Is this made for the dog, or have you taken like child's costumes?
No, child costume. No, they have specific dog costumes with the that allows the dick to be exposed, so he doesn't just fucking piss on the garment.
Well, I mean, you could just put a child's t-shirt on him and cut a dick hole.
Let's just say I don't want to have to cut a dick hole into anything. Okay, like even if it was for my own use, I don't want to ever cut a hole for a dick. So we put him into the costume, took him to the dog park, and there's a lot of people there. And typically at the dog park, people that take their animal there are very, very fond of their pet. They love.
Yeah, I mean, if you're out there to the dog park, if you're going that far out of your way, you must love your animal.
They love their fucking dog, and Teddy loves pissing. Let me tell you, he loves fucking pissing. He runs in to the fence, and you know, there's a little section where you close the door behind you, you open the door, you take the leash off, let him in, and close that door behind you. So there's like a little loading area almost, so that none of the dogs get out. As soon as he broke through the front entrance, somebody's dog runs over, and they all sniff each other and shit like that. Teddy lifts his leg and pisses into the face of a fucking standard poodle. And he had been in a car for 30 minutes.
So apparently standard poodle chose the piss over the sweat.
That's what happens when you sniff a dog's dick. Sometimes they'll piss. He lifted his leg and pissed right on the dog's snout.
I own dogs for a long portion of my life. I never once saw a dog piss on another dog.
Well, the thing about Teddy, he like, loves
the dog just stand
pissing.
There, did the dog just stand there and take it?
I mean, he kind of...
Or did it run away?
He kind of wanted to just sniff a little more. So that's why his face was down there.
He was
there,
into it.
And eventually he ran away. Like, I guess it takes, like, there's maybe a loading period. Like, if acquiring a dog's identity through scent were, like, real player, like playing a clip in 1997, it would have just said buffering for this fucking poodle for, like, 20 seconds. And then, okay, got you. He left. So he sniffed. There was, like, a little acquisition period of the scent and the identification. And then he left. You know, in getting it, he got pissed on, but he got what he came for. So anyway, Teddy really loves to fucking piss. This is his favorite thing to do. He will go and piss until he's completely dry. And he'll lift his leg and dry piss. He'll go through the fucking motion.
He'll dry piss.
He will. Like, he'll go, he'll sniff around, and I guess he finds that that's a place he would love to piss if he had more. And just, let's just try it to see if maybe a little comes out. Lifts his leg up and attempts to piss. This piss that he did into the poodle's face was the first of many pisses. So it was not a dry piss. So he's running around. He's doing his shit. He's actually, he's having a good time. And I'm talking to some of the dog owners. And as I try to do that, because I know that Teddy's not really the kindest dog. He doesn't really...
So if he mauls another dog, you've at least made nice with people?
Not unkind, like he was going to chew on them. He's going to piss on them. He's going to try to hump them. So I try to avert their eyes away from the disaster that my dog is causing. And I was talking to this one person. And there was another person kind of ahead of us, just kind of looking at us, towards us, not really paying attention, not involved in the conversation. It was this woman in, like, fucking knot pants, in leggings and boots and shit. I got to take a drink, because my throat is fucking dry. So, by the way, I'm not cured of my cough. We'll get into that a little later. Pure sweat. I just paid for my fucking siding.
He's going to college, nigga.
So she's standing there in like fucking leggings and shit. Teddy comes up behind her and he starts sniffing. He's doing the I might be able to piss here sniff. And then he lifts his leg and pisses all over her fucking legs. And I'm horrified. I'm looking at her.
So like this woman, you know, like how old is this?
Let's say 33, something like
that. All right,
that.
So she's relatively young.
Yeah. She's like, she's wake up in the morning, wants to feel good about herself, puts on like some fucking knot pants and some boots, takes her dumb little fucking retarded small dog out to the dog park, stands there, hopes maybe she'll meet somebody, maybe she'll kill some fucking time, I don't know. So I think that she's there because she wants her dog to have a good day, and she probably wants to have a good day herself. And now currently her day entails being pissed on by my dog. I didn't know what the fuck
what the hell
to
do. Did you do.
This is what I did. I waited.
She freak out?
I waited.
Okay.
And I noticed that she hasn't moved. Teddy is now somewhere else. He finished. And she's still there. And she's not frowning.
How far away
her from arms are not crossed. She didn't change her body language. She didn't know that she just got pissed on.
Fuck, do you not know you got pissed on?
I don't know. But I
like,
sure
I can
as
see
fuck.
Like a senile old lady didn't realize she got pissed on. But how's a 33-year-old, you know, obviously relatively active broad not realize she just got pissed on?
I turn to Amanda, and Amanda looks at me, and we start fucking laughing because we both saw it. I didn't know if she saw it. I was going to say, I think Teddy just pissed. But, like, we knew as soon as we locked eyes, and we started chuckling. And she didn't know. You know what? I'm not going to fucking tell you.
I mean, like, what kind of leggings were they? Like, waterproof? I mean, how did you not notice?
I think he was getting the boots. Like, they were the knee boots, you know?
Okay. So just piss on the boots. I could see how you could miss that.
So she totally missed it. And Teddy ran away. And he went over to her JanSport backpack with all the little dog toys and shit that she brought to the dog park.
Same chick?
And he pissed all over it. I guess something about her scent. She smells like a fucking telephone pole something.
No, she smells like dog piss.
No, yeah, maybe that's what
she's
it is.
She's apparently getting pissed on all the time. You don't notice someone's pissing on you. It's probably happening all the time.
So
she had layers of other dogs' piss on her, so Teddy just did what other people have been doing.
So, I mean, these are the things that Teddy likes to piss on. Tufts of grass, telephone poles, mailboxes, and signs. And it's obviously things that have already been pissed on. So, yeah, I think you have it right there. She has probably been pissed on. Those boots were probably down by the dog's bed one night. Either got dog fucked or dog shit in or pissed on. Because you know what? You get a dog's piss on something, you need to basically destroy the garment. Like, you need to put that through the laundry equivalent of chemotherapy, killing every worthwhile cell along with every bad cell, just to get it to the point where the dog might not smell piss and piss on it again. You have to destroy the fucking garment.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking those boots were pissed on at some point. She could fool humans.
Yeah. She didn't want to use the abrasive chemicals and destroy the boots. She probably loved the boot. She must have had them pissed on. And didn't clean them properly. That's why Teddy pissed all over.
And probably the same thing with that backpack.
Well, maybe.
So everything in this woman's life has not only has it been pissed on by Teddy, it's been pissed on by another animal. Everything this woman owns has been urinated on at some point during her life.
Man,
that's a pretty fucking shitty life.
And it didn't look like it was a waterproof backpack. And I think it was open too.
Oh,
so
you got to notice that when you pick it up.
Maybe. And so we went over to the smaller side. There's two sides at the end.
So basically you're like, all right, we're going to avoid this potential conflict right now.
Yeah. And there's
a strange dog comes over by your leg. You don't like push it away. You don't do any like no acknowledge. Like, I don't get it. Like,
he snuck up on her. He didn't even make contact with her.
How do you not notice a dog at your feet?
It was behind her.
That had to be what she was hoping for.
You think she has a dog piss fetish?
There's something weird about it. Think about it. Like, a dog is within pissing range of you for long enough to piss on you, and you don't notice that the dog is there? You don't notice anything?
He really just sniffs for a second and then just starts pissing. It's not like it's a big process.
Yeah, but how long was the piss?
Like 5 seconds.
Yeah, like you have sniff for a second, 5 seconds. You should notice that something is that close to you. You should have enough spatial awareness.
And as a gauge, for those of you who don't have dogs, typically a first thing in the morning piss is 10 seconds. And that's like a fucking pint glass of piss. Not like I've measured in an exact glass, but it's a ton of piss. And it takes 10 seconds.
You're trying to figure out how much money it would take to drink it?
You know what? If it came down to it, sure. Just settle all my debts, everything.
Pay your mortgage.
It was about half of that on her legs.
I don't get how you don't notice. I get it. You have the boots.
Yeah.
And you might not feel the piss hitting them. But you should notice a dog that close enough to piss on you. Sorry, there's something wrong with this woman.
Either he's that good. or she's just into
what's
it.
The fucking CIA of dogs?
I don't know. He snuck up on her. She didn't even fucking turn. And I guess, you know what, there's a lot of dogs there, so eventually you get desensitized to the motion of just fucking animals being around you. Like, they'll come up, they'll brush by you and shit like that, and it's like, oh, whatever, fuck, I'm at the goddamn dog park. This is what it is. But we left. We fled and went to the other smaller area. That's for the they have an area for little dogs, which typically doesn't get used because people just like to have their dogs with all the dogs. But there was one couple in there that had a dog that looked a lot like Teddy. And so now we're drawn into conversation like, oh, what is he? What's yours? What's his name? Shit like that. The dogs are getting along fucking amazingly. And this is really unusual because, as you notice, Teddy pisses into the mouths of other dogs. He just fucks everything up. If he could basically go through like a round of dog speed dating, he would come home dateless. and be asked to not return. He is that much of a fucking socially fucking awkward asshole dog. He goes into this little area and he's running alongside this other dog. Other dog's running alongside him. Wherever he goes, the other dog goes, and vice versa. And I'm like, you know what? This is amazing because Teddy, I have to watch him constantly. He's just, and as soon as I do that, I look down and Teddy is humping the fucking shit out of their dog. This is after a conversation of, oh yeah, we bought special shampoo for him to get his fur whiter. We take him to this one place. They were telling us about the place they board their dog. It has a fucking pool and a sauna, and it has a service where they fucking read a story to the dog.
And now that dog is getting fucked by your dog who comes home from his kennel covered in shit. We have to comb shit out of his fur.
They care about their dog so much. This is their child.
Your other side of the tracks dog.
I was commenting on how good they were getting along, and he is just humping the fucking bejesus. And I don't say bejesus often. All his might. He had both paws hooked in, and he was just humping the shit out of that dog's face.
Face.
Yes. He was mouth fucking their dog. And I'm
so did he have it in the other dog's mouth? Or like just hitting it in the chin?
I mean, I'm sure at some point the dog was trying to the other dog, the victim, as I'll call him, was trying to protest. I'm sure it went in his mouth. I'm pretty sure Teddy orally raped their little angel dog. And I stopped mid-sentence. I'm like, Teddy, stop.
Your dog is a fucking animal.
And I felt horrible. They were telling like, oh, we love the dog, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, Teddy, stop it. Don't do that. I pull them away. They go, no, let them go. They're dogs. And then he starts going,
they're cool with it. They wanted to have, like, that's not even like, hey, no big deal. Like, letting you off. Hey, they're dogs. You okay? They said, let them go. Let them have at it.
And then he addresses his dog. He goes, you see, Duke? You don't like it, do you? And I'm like, well, what do you...
So apparently that's this...
They told me that this dog, it humps anything. Everything. Well, even its own brother.
The dog parents encourage it. Go ahead and hump.
Their sister owns the dog's brother. And that dog that Teddy is having its way with... apparently just fucking puts it in, fuck it, just bangs the shit out of its brother to show, I guess this is a show of dominance, but I guess Teddy showed the ultimate display of dominance by basically putting his dog dick in the other dog's fucking snout.
Now was this a male dog that Teddy was mouth fucking?
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right.
He wants to be top dog. He wants to be the best.
Now what I'm wondering here, okay. Now, dogs have that weird cock that, like, comes out of the sheath.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was that out?
No, it wasn't.
All right. No, because I own dogs for a lot of years, and I've seen dogs hump things before.
Yeah.
And usually the dog cock does not come out.
Don't get me wrong.
Just hump away.
His flaccid dog weenus was probably in the dog's mouth. So he was making it suck it south. Suck it south. So they, I guess... they seemed cool with it, and I guess that since the dog...
They apparently encourage it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Let them do it.
Hey, they're dogs.
I can see letting you off from it. They're like, hey, you know, no big deal. They're dogs.
So I pulled Teddy off.
Hey, let him continue.
I feel. I mean, I don't want Teddy to have this behavior. So I pull him off, and they're like, okay, Dookie, come over here. They went to like the gazebo and put the water bowl out. Their dog starts drinking water and whatnot. And I'm trying to keep Teddy's attention away from his need to show that other dog who's boss. And so I'm like, okay, I think he's good. I got a tennis ball. I throw the tennis ball, and my expectation, as this is what normally happens, is that he's going to go run and get it, chew on it a little bit, and bring it back. He always does that. I throw the ball. He runs in a 90-degree angle away, perpendicular away from the path of the ball, runs completely away from the ball, and jumps on their fucking dog, and now he's humping him from the back. While he's drinking, his dog face goes in the water. And I'm like, Teddy, stop. They're like, no, don't. He does it all the time. He deserves whatever he gets. So eventually, I just said, fuck it. You know what? Go at it. And the dog, I guess their dog got tired of it, you know, decided to nip at Teddy. They tried to apologize. And I'm like, listen.
They're upset about that. Oh, sorry. You shouldn't have bitten after he was getting raped.
I'm like, listen, Teddy deserves everything he fucking gets. I mean, if I was Duke and some fucking stranger that let's say that my parents take me to fucking daycare as a kid, and some stranger just fucking bangs the shit out of me, and his parents are completely cool with it, and now my parents are completely cool with it, I'm going to try and at least get the fucking kid off of me, right? So I think that's what the other dog is doing. I'm cool with the biting and all that shit, whatever. Nothing comes of it. Eventually, they cite it being too cold. And this is after, like, non-stop humping.
So you just continue to let it happen?
Yeah. Like, ever since we went in there, there was, like, maybe 5 minutes where they were, like, buddies. And I guess someone crossed the line. And it had to be fucking... Teddy had to make it known that he wasn't gonna, you know, tolerate your fucking prissy shit. So he tried to put his dog dick in various dog orifices.
I can't believe you... Like, I don't care if they're cool with it or not. I can't believe you just let the dog keep banging away at some other people's
Listen,
dog.
It's not like I didn't try like 15 times.
No, apparently eventually you just gave – like you could have said, all right, listen, Teddy, you can't control yourself. You could have left. You chose
– Hey, it's his Halloween.
You're letting your
dog – This was Halloween. He has a goddamn costume
on. He's banging away in costume.
Yeah, he is. So he was the Cobra Kai. And he was fucking the shit out of the Danielson. That's what it was. Halloween, and he had his costume on. I'm not going to ruin his good time. I tried to reprimand him. It didn't fucking work. What do you want from me? He's not fixed, sure. I don't think he knows the mechanics of it.
You're the only person I know that doesn't have their dog fixed.
Why?
You're the only person I know that doesn't have their dog fixed.
So why should
Everyone else I've ever seen has their dog fixed.
Why should I? What's going to come of it?
Well, probably less incidents like Teddy mouth raping dogs in the park for one.
He was asking for it. but I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. The dog had such a fucking will and a love of life and being a dog and being intact. That, by the way, that word intact. We took the dog into the vet because his asshole was swollen. So we noticed, hey, the dog has a swollen asshole. So we take it to the vet and we try to say it as delicately as possible. Like, he's got some swelling under his tail. Oh,
under his tail.
His anus. Yeah. Yeah, it is a little puffed, but you know, that's what happens when you have an intact animal. That's what he said. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, so this guy's kind of fucking shitting on me, like you are, for not getting my dog fixed. Well, fuck you. I saw a couple sets of balls at the dog park. I'm not the only one.
All right.
I want him to... you're not taking the nuts off of my dog. My dad... All right. My dad didn't even... He kind of supports
me. Your dad was encouraging him going out and fucking.
He feels...
As I recall, your dad felt...
Here's
that
the
your
thing.
Dog was not getting enough action.
Here's the thing. My dad feels bad that the dog was... You know, the decision was being considered to cut his nuts off. He feels bad about that. He was relieved when I said that we weren't going to do it. However, now he feels bad that the dog is going to go through his whole life not fucking anything.
Oh, he's gonna fuck some stuff. Whether it's another dog's face, another dog's ass. I mean, he's gonna find something to fuck. It's gonna be your leg. He's gonna fuck everything in sight.
You know what? He hasn't done it yet. It's 2 years. 2 years. He hasn't done it yet. He's not gonna do it.
Once he gets a little hard up,
you think?
Little leg fucking's gonna be going down. So you know what? When I had dogs, even though they were fixed, they every now and then there'd be some doggy humping going on. They won't hump the people they know. It would be like if you'd have guests over. I remember having guests over. My twin cousins, their girls are like 6 months younger than me. I remember them coming over and my dog hopping on one of their legs and just fucking going to town on that shit. And he was fixed. he was balling. He didn't care. He's like, I'm fucking having at it anyway.
So it's going to happen even if I cut it, even if I mutilate the dog. The only advantage is that he's not going
to... He's not going to spew when he's done.
He will. He still will. He's got.
No, he's fixed.
He can't jizz.
They take away their balls.
Yeah, but they have to have some kind of fucking glands and shit that aren't in the balls.
I don't know, man. Most of that shit comes balls.
Pre-cum. The dog's got to have pre-cum. I can't believe... You know, there are a few sentences in my life that I never thought I would have said. One of them would be... Oh, definitely a random guy sweat in my mouth. That's one. And the other one, a dog's gotta have pre-cum. Never thought that, you know, when I was thinking about which college to go to, what I wanted to do with my life, I never thought in my life that I'd be in a situation where two of those things would have been said. You know, Sean, I do have to tell you about something, and I think you are aware of it. It's a fantastic service.
Okay.
Okay.
What is it? I think I know.
Yeah, I think you know, and I think you love it.
I do. If it's what I'm thinking of.
You have a webcam.
I do. I do one for the show.
You have you have a microphone.
I am talking on one right now.
Yeah.
That I know what you're talking about.
You know what you can do with those two pieces of equipment?
My guess is you can use the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication.
ICU 2. It's ICU, the number 2.com. You go there. Download it. It's free to try. Okay? The first hit is always free. And then once you're hooked, you'll be paying to see people from all over the globe and put yourself face to face with them. From any place. ICU 2. ICU, the number 2.com. I'm telling you. There's all these other fucking services out there. You know who does it right and has been doing it the longest? ICU 2. Don't fuck around, you jerk-offs. Go to ICU2.com. Download their service or their software, and I'm telling you, you're going to really enjoy their service. There's a new release coming soon. I know this because I have my fucking finger on the pulse of video communication. I do. I keep track of it, and I know that ICU2 is always changing to keep their customers happy. And you know what? They're all about that. They're not going to fuck you over. They're not going to bend you over and tear your asshole up by doing you dry in this fucking chat game. Do you understand? They're not going to rape you. They're going to put on...
They roll.
And put on some nice music, Shawnee Murphy. Okay?
They do it by candlelight.
A little candlelight, maybe a scented one, just to get the aroma going. Okay, then they'll rub you down a little bit, and then they'll just give you the test poke. And if you are willing, and you don't fight, ICU 2 will insert it all the way, and you'll enjoy it.
You will love it
by going to ICU the number 2.com. ICU 2, again, 2009 People's Choice Award winner, internet communication. That shit speaks volumes, bitch. ICU the number 2.com. I apologize for my voice. I'm a little fucking raspy still. Last week I had a terrible cough. I don't have one as bad now, but I have that little period of like voice crackiness and shit and mucus coming up because I'm on Mucinex and I'm on an antibiotic called Levaquin or whatever.
Levaquin.
Whatever the fuck it is. And I went to the doctor. I was kind of worried. I was getting a profound tightness in my chest. I'm looking out at the trees in the waiting room, and I'm thinking, God, what if I find out this is something really bad? Like, that's the thought I have every time I go to the doctor. Like, what?
Really? So that's that why it took so long to go to the doctor? Because you're one of those panicky freaks?
What if they drop the hammer on me right now? Like, the general practitioner is going to be like, oh, yeah, guess what this is?
Yeah, you got 2 months, baby. You're done.
And they're like, and they basically, I said, well, I've been sick for a couple of weeks. And they go, yeah, let me guess. Congestion in the nose, a little bit of sore throat.
You know what they always do? Because that same shit is always going around. Because no matter when you go to the doctor, you might not know a single other sick person. You might be the only sick motherfucker you know. You go to the doctor, they say, oh, yeah, that's been going around. Like, they try to, like, get you feeling like it's okay to be sick.
Smallpox, yeah, it's rampant. Yeah, everything.
Everyone's got it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently they relieved me by saying, yeah, exactly what you said. You've got everything everybody else got. I'm like, okay. She pulls out a BlackBerry or some kind of a fucking Palm Pilot and starts checking. Where do you want to pick up your medicine? I'm like, oh, that's fancy. I've never seen that before. I usually get a slip. I'm like, oh, fine. I'll send it to. And I picked a pharmacy near me, but it wasn't the pharmacy that I always went to. And I didn't think of that. I just figured it was on the way. Get it, go back to work.
Okay.
I go to the pharmacy, give my name, no fucking big deal. Open up the big pharmacy fucking thing, pull out a drawer, pull out a bag, the exchange goes, whatever. I go to work, and I see a coworker in the parking lot, and I'm like, hey, I got my shit, I'm all back, ready to go. And he goes, yeah, well, what'd they give you? And I remember she said something about a course of 10 pills and an antibiotic, but I didn't remember the name, so I opened the stapled bag. And I see it's a gigantic bottle, and there's like a fucking 100 pills in it. And it's something else. It's like some other medicine. And I'm saying, what the fuck? And my dad and I have the same name. Different middle initial.
You got your dad's medicine?
My dad's, my dad has a different middle initial. And I look at the fucking bottle, and it's his middle initial. This is his fucking medicine. And I'm fucking furious now. So I'm thinking like, ah, those fucking incompetent dickheads, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, man, like, what if they gave me, like what if I had, it wasn't my dad? What if there was just another person with my name? And,
yeah, that seems pretty dangerous.
Yeah,
there.
they could, and I think they could really get in fucking trouble for this.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So.
So, I mean, it's not like you don't really have that uncommon of a last name. I mean, it's
no, I don't, and even the combination of my name isn't even that common. Not that I'm going to fucking get into it, but so I'm thinking. Not only that, I'm thinking my dad's fucking like nearly 70. Like, this could have been some like old man dick pill or something. And this
you
young girl
around,
at the counter,
you have a giant hard on.
This young girl at the counter just fucking. Probably looks at the bag, looks at me, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, he looks at you and goes, that makes sense.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured.
Huh. Overcooked pasta dick, huh? Here you go. It's It wasn't a dick pill. I just want to let you know. I'm clearing my dad's fucking name here. It was not a dick pill. So this is my real medicine, and I got it because I called my dad, and I told him the thing, and he's like, fuck, ugh. No wonder. You know, I was going to call them. They never told me my shit was ready, blah, blah, blah. And, like, he gives me a whole fucking complaint towards them. I'm like, well, you know, could you go and just tell them, you know, you're me and pick up my shit? Or just tell them you're you and maybe you'll get my shit. And so he goes in. He says the same thing I did to them. And he gets my shit. He gets my medicine. So I'm like, okay, great. You got it. No big deal. I'll give you what I have. You give me what you have. I get home. And by the way, I paid like $10 for his, $10 for his medicine. I get home, I see the fucking bag on the counter, $230.
Christ,
$230. I'm like, oh, you know what it is? I didn't present my fucking insurance card. It's got to be that it didn't go through the fucking insurance. So I'm gonna
figure it right away.
So,
yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm gonna take the fucking medicine that they gave me for my dad. I'm going to take this medicine, and I'm going to really tell them to reduce the fucking price on this, or I'm going to fucking expose you or shit like that. And so I go in there and I ask nicely. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I presented my card with this, so it didn't go on my insurance. They open the bag, look at the thing. It says, no, here's your insurance information. they don't cover this. And I look at it, and it's like, yeah, that is my insurance information. I guess the doctor had already put it in with the fucking order. I got nothing off of it. I had to. I was stuck with the fucking 230 whatever fucking bill.
You know, it sucks. You know, because I've seen this happen before. The insurance plans, they decide that they don't like certain drugs, and they won't cover certain drugs.
Yeah.
And that's how they roll now. So if you actually have to, when you go to the doctor, if they prescribe something, you have to have them check beforehand to see if your prescription, prescription coverage covers that. And if not, they got to give you something else.
This fucking apple-faced dumb doctor bitch was rattling off about the wonders of her fucking technology, not even thinking to see if maybe I was going to get fucked. Like, oh yeah, it's just a Palm Pilot, Windows Mobile. I'm like, oh, that's really neat. Blah, blah. So where do I go? No,
probably had a big fucking price on there too.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm gonna fuck this dumb fucking shit,
bitch, fucking bitch. So I'm furious, and I'm telling the story over and over. I've told it to you. I'm telling it to our listeners here, and I end up telling it to my brother-in-law. And who is a pharmaceutical sales rep. And so I figured maybe he'll, kind of have, commiserate, and he'll be able to tell me how fucking criminal his industry actually is. And he's like, oh, yeah, it sucks. You should have asked me because I have fucking tons of that, actually.
Let's get the samples.
He's got a ton of the samples.
Now, can you return the medicine?
No. Once you pick it up, you're fucking done.
Really? That's it? There's no returns on medicine?
Think about it. These are loose pills in an unsealed bottle. Basically.
Yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense.
I'll just return this. Dump it in the Levaquin pile, please. No, I didn't put something in the bottle. So yeah, I had to take it, and then I had to hear from everybody in my family. Why didn't you just talk to some? He has the samples. I'm like, I already fucking know.
How do you know what kind of samples the guy's got?
I always tell you every time. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ. From that point on, I already knew. And I heard it from everybody that I spoke to after that. Like, oh, you should have went to him. He had them.
See, the lesson you learned on this is when you fuck up, never tell anyone in your family ever.
That's what I'm going to do.
Like, family is your friends will let you fuck up. And they'll let it go.
Yeah.
Family will not let your fuck ups go. They family wants to see you fail. Actually, they want to make you feel bad about your. That's why family's fucked up. They want to make you feel bad about your failures. You fuck up. You make a mistake. It's not bad enough that you just dropped $230 bucks on something you probably could have gotten for free. Or
you
should
have asked for a generic. What's wrong with you? Like, there's that. There's you should have gotten it from him. It's like, oh, you should have disputed it. You should try and call your insurance. Like, listen. I'm fresh off of a fucking raping. Like, you wouldn't go to someone with a torn open vagina and say, you probably shouldn't have walked down that block. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody who just gets fucked knows what they shouldn't have done.
Like basically, like, you had the equivalent, the pharmaceutical store equivalent. Well, I guess pharmaceutical store. Pharmacy equivalent.
Yes, there is a word for that.
What's that word for pharmaceutical store? You had the equivalent of going in the bad neighborhood and having someone rob you.
Yes.
You're getting pickpocketed. That is the equivalent. And you're right. If you walked in the bad neighborhood, would someone actually say that to you afterwards?
God, I told you never. You should never have gone there. Yeah, I'm guaranteeing. I bet you.
You think they would say that?
And I think it's born out of a general caring for you, or like wanting you to not fall or fail. Like, it's born out of that. But eventually, that feeling and that sentiment stews into like a "why are you being so stupid" type thing. Like, at least that's how I see it.
I think what it boils down to, it's embarrassment and having raised you for being so stupid.
Like, that's what it is.
It's not even embarrassment about you. It's embarrassment that they as parents or relatives or everything else obviously failed in some way.
Yeah.
That you were too stupid to accomplish this thing, which to them seems so easy.
Yeah. So
just ask your brother-in-law. Yeah. Just
every time you should just go there. So now I know.
No matter what it is.
Here's the deal. If I recognize the symptoms, You know,
screw him. Fuck the doctor right off.
I'll ask him if he can open his trunk. Open your trunk. Let me see what you got. So, fresh off of this news, Amanda was with me. We're talking about like, there's nothing we can do. Blah blah blah. I'm fucking pissed. I'm trying not to be too pissed because you know it's not really fair to drag her fucking down. It's like if I'm just stewing on something. It sucks to be with somebody who's just fucking obsessed and angry about something. So I'm trying to be, you know, level-headed, trying to be in a good mood. And we go out to the parking lot. We go in the car. And I'm fucking pissed. It was a busy day. Like, you know, it was Halloween that I went back and I found out that my insurance had already been processed and I was forced to, I was stuck with this charge. So really fucking busy on Halloween, the grocery store. Like, I couldn't even navigate the fucking aisles on foot. It was just jam-packed. So the parking lot's even worse. I get out, and now I'm stuck in a fucking line of cars. And then I realize, wait, I'm number two in this line. The car in front of me is waiting for a fucking spot. They're stopped in the middle of the aisle with a signal on. And somebody's walking to a car. I guess they're just waiting because they want to get that fucking spot. And there's six cars behind me, and he's in the middle of the fucking thing. There's maybe like one car width to the left of him. Nobody's happy. I'm looking at people. Like, people are like making hand gestures, like, you should fucking move. You know? Like, they're talking to him, and then they see me. I'm irate. I lock eyes with them. They're like, I don't know. He's not here. What an honor. So, like, we're having nonverbal communication about how much of an asshole the guy in front of me is. So I'm getting a little more pissed about this. And I'm, again, trying to keep it down. Don't want to aggravate Amanda. I don't want to get her.
You're not looking to bring her down.
I don't want
to
fuck up her day because mine's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, you get to a point where, you know, okay, enough. Just let it go. So I beep the horn a little. The guy just moves up a little bit. Nothing. I flash the beams. He like throws his hands up. Like, you can see him just fucking just being frustrated. And I'm looking. There's a fucking spot right there. There's a fucking spot.
What the fuck's he waiting for?
What are you fucking doing? Just go in the spot. And I'm assuming now, because I've pushed up on him and I've made him drive up, like, he is now a little bit ahead of the spot that's open, so maybe that's why he's pissed, because I've kind of fucked him up a little bit on the spot. So I go around him, and I'm now parallel with him, and I can see him out of the passenger window. He's doing what I do when I get pissed, just fucking screaming, like I do it with the windows up, and, you know, nobody can hear you, except he's got his windows down, and he's fucking screaming. And all of a sudden I notice, oh, wait, my window's open now. And I look over, Amanda's rolled the window down, and I'm hearing the guy, you know, like, you're in that much of a rush, huh? Like, you're in that, like, you're so important, everybody's got to move for you, right? Is that what it is? He's screaming. And I just look at him, and Amanda goes, we're not that important, but we shouldn't be made to wait in back of you forever. And he goes, forever, forever, I'm going to get a spot. You know, you're not that important, whatever. I'm waiting for a spot. And she goes, there's plenty of spots all the way down there. You should go park in the first spot, because then maybe you'd get some exercise. Yeah, you need some exercise. Look at you. It would do you good to park over there and get some exercise, dick face.
and you know, like, to put it in context for the listeners that most likely don't know him, she's... A very soft-spoken person.
Yes.
Typically very quiet, subdued around strangers. I get along with Amanda great now, but it was like 3 years before she and I exchanged words. Yeah. It was a very long time.
The dude is big. Like, he's okay. He might be fat, but he's fat big. Like, I can tell the dude. You know, I wouldn't want to fight the fucking dude. That's the thing. And it seems to always be the way. The fucking girlfriend draws at some fucking guy, and now he can't hit her, so he hits me or whatever. You know, like that seems to be the fucking way.
Like, but, why do you think that is? Like, the girls do that. Do they think that you're tough enough to beat up this person?
I don't think there's any fucking thought in your head that thinks.
Or do they just not give up? Or do they just not give a fuck? In fact, they want you to get your ass kicked. They're actually pulling for that.
I think it's more
this guy, and he's gonna kick my boyfriend's ass.
I think it's more like they've been able to do it forever, and they love doing that. So yeah, now that they're with somebody, they don't realize the consequence.
You're going to have to pay the price for them doing it.
Like, I don't think there's multiple offenders of this. I think, like, a girl does it until, like, her boyfriend gets his fucking ass kicked, basically. I don't think after that happens. I don't think it happens again.
Now, let me ask you, that situation, the guy comes after you.
Yeah.
Do you fight back, or what
I'm in a car. I can obviously move away, but I'm not going to back down from the guy that's coming at me.
The same situation happens, or a similar situation happens, sure, where she gets lippy. Yeah. With some stranger who then comes after you.
Well, I would probably tell her that, hey, you know, you should shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, okay, so I'm saying you would do that. You take his side is what you're saying.
I would say, hey, you don't fucking say shit to people like that. And then I would say to him, hey, listen, I'm sorry for shit that she said. And if that's not good enough for him, then it's got to happen. That's the way.
All right.
But the fact is, I would take the guy's side if it was completely out of line. And in this case, I
called him a dick-nosed asshole.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too out of line, because the guy was kind of being an asshole. And, you know, it's completely unlike her to call the dude a dick face. And not only that, so he's got a few extra pounds. She suggested and reiterated 3 times that the guy needs exercise. It would do him good. Park all the way down there. Go into the highway and pull on the shoulder and walk to the fucking grocery store.
Calling him a fat fuck dick nose.
She's
asshole.
Calling him an obese dick face. And the guy's response, I got a handicap, you bitch. He was waiting for a handicap spot. He was pulled over waiting for the handicap spot. I didn't even see it, but I didn't see it because there was a spot. Then there was like the little cart return thing, and then there was the handicap spot. I thought he was just going to pull into the spot. But he was waiting for the fucking handicap spot. And so now, as soon as I heard handicap, I'm like, oh no. Oh no. Amanda just called this fat fuck fat and a dick face. And he says he needs exercise. And he's fucking handicapped.
And you know what's the worst?
I'm sure you're thinking,
you're going to get your ass kicked by someone with a handicap.
Yeah,
someone who's legally handicapped.
As we pulled away, I said to her, I'm like, listen, not that, you know, it was justified because the guy was an asshole, but like, you got to watch what you say to people, because I'm going to have to get in a fight with people. I'm going to have to get in a fight with these fucking dudes that you mouth off to. She goes, well, fuck him. He's handicapped. Who gives a shit? Like, he's going to really come after you. You'll be able to get away. So I was kind of.
So she's picking the handicap out. Okay, Ken can take this guy. She probably saw the handicap plate the entire time.
She said that he did not have a handicap plate. He didn't have a handicap plate, but she's suggesting the guy needs exercise and he's out of shape. And I'm sure that a handicapped man would want nothing more than to be able to exercise. That's why I'm fucking dumbfounded.
I think you're wrong about this. See,
what are you talking about?
They're actually fat is now a handicap.
you can
get a handicap sticker, parking tag, whatever, plate, any of those things. You can get it just for being fat now.
Is that true?
Yes.
You can use the handicap spot and get a tag or a placard just for being overweight.
Being fat is a handicap now. You can get one of those for being fat, which is kind of the most counterproductive fucking thing in the world. Like, make the fat guy not walk further. You know, the guy who could most use the extra exercise is the one who's going to get the pristine parking spot and not have to walk.
Yeah.
But yes, you can get a handicap.
I'm wondering, because
for being fat.
He did have like a fat mouth and he looked fat. Like, you can only see up to his shoulders. It's not like I could see if he had 2 legs or not, but. And he didn't, and you know what? The way he said it kind of indicates to me that he wasn't like handicapped enough. Like, he said, "I have a handicap."
Yeah, like if you really are handicapped, you don't want people to know. You're trying to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, and I think
you're not going to yell it.
I have a handicap, bitch.
At people.
Yeah. And I didn't know he said bitch either.
I have no legs, cunt.
She's like, you know, he called me a bitch. I'm like, I didn't hear it because the minute I heard handy and figured it out that he was waiting for that spot, I was fucking mortified. I was mortified that you were verbally assaulting a fucking... Now I'm picturing it at like the worst scenario.
Paraplegic.
Like a fucking paraplegic who can operate a car but has to be fucking wheeled out. I don't know. But so fat is a handicap. But because he said, I have a handicap, and he didn't say, I'm handicapped, to me, leads me to believe that like he has a thing.
It's, like, you know what?
Handicapped is permanent. Having a handicap, that's like, oh, I could overcome this.
Yeah, most people with handicaps, you know, like they try hard to not let that like rule their lives, not let it out. There's no way. This guy was a bullshit handicap. He was. I'm fat and lazy, and I'm going to pretend to have a handicap. And I'm gonna tell everyone about it.
Jesus,
because I don't give a fuck. That's what this guy was. So you know what? Amanda's right on this one. That motherfucker.
Would you ever have guessed that the person to bring profane language into the conversation would be Amanda? Like the guy
was
frustrated, but then Amanda had to call him a dick face.
I wouldn't have until we went to that party.
Uh-oh.
The week before.
Really? What led you to this?
And we talked about it on the last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
But Amanda just started getting all lippy and crazy at the waitress.
Oh, it's true too. Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing a side of, or seeing and hearing about a side of Amanda that I wouldn't have expected. So she's starting to let loose some of that pent up rage she's got going on. I guess you better watch out. You might end up getting stabbed in your sleep or something.
Nah, I don't think so because it's strangers that she doesn't like. She's
okay.
She's uncomfortable opening up to people. Right, she doesn't want to socialize like that. There's different people like that. You know, like you don't really want to fucking be involved with people all the time, do you?
No, but I fake it.
Yeah, Amanda has no patience for faking.
Amanda doesn't even go. She feels exactly the same way I does.
I respect it.
It does.
I respect it.
She feels the same way I does. I said
yes.
She feels the same way. You know
except
what?
Except better grammar.
I've been reading The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh Jesus.
And the whole book is written in 1920s Oklahoma speak.
Huh.
And so I accidentally slip out into that. So there's two things I've been doing. I've been watching reading The Grapes of Wrath and watching The Wire, the old HBO show.
Oh, nice.
And there's a lot of like ghetto drug dealers that are on that show and they talk as such. So I've been interspersing my speech with Grapes of Wrath, hillbilly, 1920s, illiterate white person speak, and 2000s, the aughts, Baltimore drug dealer speak. I'm all fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to have this great diction. Now I'm mixing up these two dialects that don't even make sense together. Oh man, I'm so
I reckon
fucked.
She. She. Yeah.
Oh man, it's awful. I gotta stop. But yeah. Anyway,
Amanda will see when people become difficult. She'll see people as nothing more than just obstacles, and as little interest that she has in learning about new people, she has even less about trying to fucking deal with obstacles, human obstacles. And yeah, the waitress and this handicapped, possibly just because he's fat man, suffered the brunt of it. And I like it. I like that she's willing to do that. I just don't want her to do it to the wrong fucking person.
And get your ass kicked as a result.
And have to fucking throw down at a fucking pharmacy. Because honestly, I was in such a fucking froth that I would have snapped and just fucking went blank. I was really that fucking mad. Like, when I get mad, I see, like, I just envision the place I'm in that's fucking me over in flames. I've said that before. Like, I saw nothing but just fucking fire and lens flares, and I was just really fucking just pissed in a fucking sour mood. And I was trying to suppress it. I wanted to say something real shitty but kind of not too mean to the guy. Like, I am that important. Go fuck yourself. Something like that, and then drive
away. Yeah. Yeah, the obnoxious little shit, yeah.
But she just went personal.
She went right straight. Like
she flew in and latched onto his neck.
there wasn't much of an escalation period. It was straight to calling him a fat fuck.
She basically suggested that she didn't want to have to be made to wait behind you.
Because
he said something else, and she just decided to fucking just shoot him in the heart
right away. Just
yes.
So you know what? You were mentioning before that you like it, and I was thinking about it. And you know what? I would like to date a girl that does this when I'm not around and comes and tells me the stories about it.
Oh, you want to hear that? You
want to hear the stories. I don't want to be. I want her to be a perfect fucking angel when I'm around. but like when I'm not there, every time I'm not there, this kind of shit goes down, and she's a total bitch. Well, to them and tells me the stories, because that would be fantastic. You'd get all the stories with none of the ass beatings that would come from it.
Well, you know, to date, she hasn't done it to someone who's gonna like assault me. Like, okay, I originally thought that this guy was big enough to do so, but apparently he's not mobile enough to do so. So that was completely cool. I don't think she would do it to endanger me. I really don't.
Well, see, what you mentioned before, though, you don't think she's doing it purposefully. She has no recognition that this is going to be the end game for you.
But I think that's all women. I think
no, it is all women. Yeah. This is not just her. Women don't realize that they are putting their significant others in danger by being lippy, because they're allowed to in their day to day life be lippy to some guy.
Yeah.
And what's there, like a 1% chance there's going to be anything physical as a result of it?
Yeah. And after that, there's a 100% chance the guy's going to be punished for it. So there's a 1% chance it might happen, and like a 100% chance the guy's gonna endure severe punishment. So that's what keeps it at 1%. So
it goes up to like 50% chance he's gonna come after you.
Yeah,
and 0% chance anything bad will happen to him as a result. But like you can beat the crap out of some bitch's boyfriend, and it won't matter. It's like legal. It's like fair game.
Yeah, like it'll be looked down or looked past. A lot quicker than you actually assaulting the woman.
Well, you would look at it and be like, listen, the girl's boyfriend was giving him lip.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he would get off. I think that's a fair defense.
I mean, as long as he didn't go and fucking, you know, endanger the dude's life. Like, you could pop him.
You could punch him a couple times. You could punch someone a couple times, and no one would think twice about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would be like, you know, I mean, the guy's girlfriend. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, well, the guy deserved it then.
Yeah.
Like, you could do nothing. You could be the biggest saint in the world, dating a total bitch, get your ass kicked all the time. And nothing, there's no recourse.
I guess I like it because it's kind of like she's kind of, like, down for the whole thing. Like, she's kind of – that's her method of just fucking being protective, I guess. You know, I mean, I look at it as that. Like a girl who's going to talk shit, she can't fucking punch the dude, so she's going to cut him down a notch.
You should look at it as endangering you, not being protected.
And her response
to... It's actually the opposite of protecting you.
And her response to, well, what if the dude chased us? She said, what's he going to do? He's handicapped. So, you know, fuck him, he's handicapped. You know, she is putting a little logic behind it, I guess.
Yeah, but she didn't think that part through.
I bet you she did.
You think she knew he was handicapped the whole time?
She doesn't like speaking to people. So I think it's all measured.
The whole time she knew he was handicapped, and she was willing to call a handicapped guy fat fuck?
You know what? I like to think that she didn't think him to be handicapped. But I think she did. I really think she did. I didn't because all my head was spinning.
She did not care that this guy was handicapped. Yeah. She's willing to call any handicapped person that she doesn't like.
Well, I mean, the guy was being rude, yelling and shit, you know? I mean, holding up the fucking line. Granted, he was waiting for a spot. But, okay, you're handicapped. You need the handicapped spot. Why are you going to the grocery store at the fucking peak foot traffic times? Why?
You know what? Because handicapped spots suck, because most of the time you go there, the spots are unused. Nobody's in them. They're just being – I mean, and they got – like, you know, go to the grocery store, they got two in front of every aisle.
Yeah.
At minimum, maybe four. In front of every eye. I mean, like that would like add up to like 10% of the U.S. population having a handicap sticker and driving simultaneously for them to use all the handicap spots that are in front of stores.
There should be handicap hours.
Yeah, handicap hours. We should punish them. Like, you know what? You know what?
We should punish them. I was thinking the hours would be convenient for them, but it's a punishment.
You can come anytime. Between 5 and 6 a.m. or from 11 p.m. onwards.
Yeah. Only Mondays.
Only Mondays.
Mondays at 5 a.m. That's it.
Otherwise, you're walking, Nani. You can still come if you're handicapped, but you got to walk. I'm sorry.
And you know what? If you're able-bodied, you don't have a handicap sticker, you can't come to the grocery store at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it's off limits.
From 5 a.m. to 5:30, no able-bodied people are allowed. It's a 30-minute window of everybody who's been unfortunately injured or born that way. They can get their meat. They can get their ace bandages for whatever the fuck. I don't know.
God, the shitty part about this is we are both going to get in horrible accidents tomorrow. I mean, it's just that's the bad part about this one.
You think put yourself in that position. Would you rather, if you're handicapped, would you rather shop among the people who are able-bodied and able to just wander the fucking store?
Fuck yeah. I'd be taking the premium spot when everyone can see it. Going to the front of the line at Great Adventure when everyone can see it. Like, how mad do you get when you see the handicapped guy getting on the roller coaster without waiting in line?
Yeah, but you know what? You're in the same experience.
I would do all the things that people get angry at handicapped people for.
Okay, but then that would be
my revenge on society.
But then you have enjoy those things with the able-bodied people who can raise their arms and fucking scream with a full set of lungs and fucking kick their feet. And then they look at you and like, oh, he has a permanent head tilt and he can't open his mouth. So guess what? I win on the scream machine. Fuck you.
All over everyone else.
Yeah. So I would rather do it with an empty parking lot, empty store, just fucking have run of the place with my whatever vehicle I've been given by my shitty fucking insurance that can't give me fucking Levaquin. Fucking, I don't know. Like, I hate saying like drug names. Like, I hate being familiar with the drug names because it really makes you sound like you're one of those people. You know what I mean? Like, you get you exhaust the ability for somebody to give you a prescription, so now you have to acquire these things elsewhere.
Yeah, like you've managed to figure out that you don't need to go to the pharmacy anymore and be told what to get. You feel like, you know what? I know what to get.
Yeah, like
I'm a Levaquin for this shit.
Yeah, like when I hear a non-doctor saying like names of drugs and shit that aren't like Tylenol or NyQuil, I don't know. It just feels a little dirty to me for some reason. I don't know why. Because I guess I'm conditioned to believe that people are just hooked on fucking drugs. That's what I'm conditioned to. But I would definitely love handicapped hours if I were handicapped. I would set you set your whole day around it. What are you gonna do? Sit in one fucking spot the whole day? You're gonna just sit there in your handicapped spot and just wave to people and say, "Guess where I am?" You gotta go in sometimes.
But what you're saying there is, unless you make it like a shitty hour, that's gonna be worse than the handicapped spots existing.
It's pretty much gotta be a shitty hour.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be worse than. Aren't you punishing them for being handicapped then?
Well. Okay.
Like, tell you, all right, listen, you're handicapped. You can only shop.
You're saying it the wrong way. You would have to present it to them like
this is a benefit. Listen between 5:30 and 6 a.m.
On behalf of ShopRite food stores,
there will be no able-bodied people here.
We will banish anybody without a handicap placard or license plate from our stores for an entire hour. You have full run of the stores, no one to block the aisles, no one to skip or roll on those Heely sneakers that maybe like a few Mexicans still have, no one to just fucking jump or dance or just fucking stand on one leg just to show you they can do it. You have full run of the stores.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Great. So when will that be?
That'll be at fucking 4:45. Not even at the top of the hour. You'll forget that it happened.
Before the store officially opens while they're stocking shelves.
Yeah. And when they have fucking like Ozzy and Iron Maiden playing over the fucking the store music. They didn't turn on the music. Some fucking long-haired auto shop type has his fucking iPod plugged into the goddamn music. I don't know. Did I say music twice? I did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I just ran out of shit. Abused. I ran out of shit. Okay.
You abused Muzak.
I did, but you know what? I would go for that. I think that would be fantastic.
All right.
I really would like that. I've been using a different site though. I told you about this one site. This is completely unrelated.
I have no idea where you're even going with this.
I'm trying to just experiment with things to promote the show, maybe get a little income for the show.
Okay.
And I became aware, I was going to say discovered, but that's a really arrogant fucking thing to say, isn't it?
Like your motherfucking Columbus.
I planted my flag in this site that obviously no one knows about. No. I came across this site called Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And the whole premise is that you can post things that you're willing to do for $5, and people will pay you $5 to do them, potentially.
Okay.
You come up with something, and maybe they'll pay you $5. Like, for example, by the way, this isn't a fucking live read, which by the way.
Yeah, this is not a commercial.
It's not.
Lay it out there.
It's not going to be. We'll just put it that way. You basically do a shitty job, some small little fucking thing, and maybe people pay you for it. And so I posted one on there, and I wanted to maybe capitalize on making up songs about whatever. So I put, like, I'll make a song about whatever for $5. And I actually got somebody who wanted me to do it. They are going to pay me the $5 to do it. So okay. I read what they want, and apparently they want me to do it on a video. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just record myself doing it. I do it, and I'm looking at the clock. 20 to 25 minutes doing this, and all I'm gonna get is $5. And it's a big video, it's like a 70 meg video. They're not gonna let me upload it to that site. I have to host it somewhere. I have to keep it there. Give the guy a fucking link. Hope he doesn't hot link it and just fucking run my bill up, bandwidth wise. And it's a lot of fucking work for five dumb fucking dollars.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of telling you that the other day when you told me about this site. Because I had gone on there. I was looking for seeing what I could get for $5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, people will do this shit for five. Like, I was saying, what kind of quality could you possibly get? Like, why would someone do this who had any talent? It's $5. I mean, unless you're spending minutes
that's what
doing
I,
it.
That's my original thing. Because I was going to just freestyle a song, a minute and a half. I get $5. I figure it's fine, and you know what? I'll have fun doing it. I'll post it on my fucking YouTube. I'll have content there. I'll get money for it, and it's all good. But no,
but this is not what people are gonna want.
No, absolutely not.
People are gonna want you to do like commercial jingles and shit.
Yeah. Well, this guy, there's people on the side where they request things that they want to pay $5 for, like the things that people are willing to do. And the things people want are so far out of line. Like, if I go to the homepage on Fiverr, there's a guy that says, I will create a link code for your website. Like, how to put, like, A-H-R-E-F. I'll add a link to your website for $5.
I wonder if he's getting people to pay that shit.
I'll take a picture of myself holding a sign advertising your business for $5. Like, great if you can get people to buy it, but it's worthless, and it's not worth $5. But the things that people request, like, that's what people are selling.
Like the laws of supply and demand are just all the fuck out of whack on this site, because the things that people will do for $5 don't make any sense. Like, nobody should be doing them for $5.
I'll put a shoe on my head and for $5.
The things people are saying they'll do, it's crazy.
Here's an example of something that somebody wants. Create and design a WordPress theme for me
for $5.
WordPress themes go for like $100, and that's one that somebody's already designed and sells to multiple people. It's a lot of work to create a fucking WordPress theme, and they want you to do it for $5.
I mean, like, how many
create
minutes?
An e-commerce site for me
for $5?
Yes, of course, it's like, worth
like,
it.
This is where how many minutes of work do you top out at for $5?
Probably like a couple. Like, honestly, not many. Like, not enough to get anything done. Like, I would say, okay, I'll do $5 worth of work, and like, I'm not even through like the conceptualization of the idea.
Exactly. That's why I'm pointing out the site. There's no way you can get anything good.
No, you can't.
Out of this site. I can't imagine it.
Looking for someone who speaks Arabic fluently in the U.S. for a job. For $5, what are you going to do? Fluently. We will send you to Yemen. You will be our representative. You will sell ShamWow towels. Thank you very much for your services.
I do not get the whole. So this site. Well, I mean, what's their business model?
Well,
are they advertising or what?
They have some ads, but okay. I completed my gig, as they call it, on this site. And I just checked out what my sales would be, and it says I've completed one job and I can expect $4 for it. So now my 25 minutes has been reduced to $4. They're taking 20% from every fucking transaction.
That is
It's an unspeakable fucking commission.
That's insane. Like, I mean, credit card companies who provide like immense marketing potential to people,
yeah,
to businesses, like you almost can't live without them at this point. You'll like most businesses would be left in the dust if they don't take credit cards now.
Yeah,
people bitch to hell and high water about those fees. They're like 2%. These motherfuckers at Fiverr.com,
yep,
are taking 10 times what a credit card will take from you.
And you know, they're a nice B2B service that'll allow you to get somebody, for example, this guy will create 3D text on an image on a good background. Wow. $5. You mean you really will? Okay. I want you to write Ken. Like, who the fuck would pay for that? It's almost like, this guy's making $5 to just make a 3D text image. Why don't I just spend 10 minutes to learn how to do this and then scam people into buying it myself?
Yeah, assuming that there's actually enough business out there to substantiate. Which, how could there be?
How could there be
enough people? Like, imagine
I looked at the samples.
$300,000 a year this guy's making.
Yeah, I looked at the samples of his work. It's all Microsoft Word art.
It's just clip art.
Yeah, and it's just from – he made it in Word.
He's actually the guy who made the new Gap logo.
Yeah. Oh, I'll create a 1 to 2 minute realistic video testimonial for your product or website for $5. It's not worth it. Five fucking dollars. It's just fucking terrible. This whole fucking thing just sucks.
And you thought it was the fucking greatest idea.
Because here's the thing. If I could just churn out MP3s, I could do it. I can create a song in MP3, no video, and upload it in fucking a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I could have the whole project done in a total of 10 minutes max. $5. I didn't know that they took a dollar commission. So
it drops down to $4.
Yeah.
So that works out too. So you can do it 10 minutes. I mean, 6 times an hour. It's $24 an hour.
Not too bad. I mean, especially if you're doing you know, a little side bit, throw the money into the goddamn pot. Make up a t-shirt or two, some stickers, whatever. Pay some bandwidth shit. I don't know. Listen, it was just something I was willing to try. But goddamn if this isn't the worst fucking thing ever. Absolute worst.
All right, so what did you actually create for $5? You have a copy of it?
I do. I have the video that I made. I honestly just winged the songs. I think if I could wing the song and just send that would be fine. But I'll play the audio. Obviously,
okay,
you can't see the video, but here's the audio.
Let's listen to this piece of shit.
Well, ain't that some fucking shit? Oh, wait. The guy wanted me to sing was about his site called Dub Turbo, which is like beat making software for like hip hop and shit.
Okay.
I've never used it. I've never even seen it. I've never even went to the dude's fucking website. He just told me, don't mention any names of other competitors and get as edgy as you want with it. Whatever, dude. Whatever. You know, I just want to see what you come up with.
For $5, you might as well, right?
Yes. So this is what I gave the guy for $5. I'll start it all over. Well, ain't that some fucking shit? And damn, I missed. I tried to write that fucking hit. My beat just sucked and it went to shit. I'm skilled as you can plainly see. fucking skill to make a beat that kills. You can make great music even if you need some training wheels. Just go to dubturbo.com. Dubturbo.com. You can fuck the shit out of your speaker system, make other lame producers slit their wrists, and throw all your other tools in quicksand. The studio's your mouse in the palm of your hand. It's dubturbo.com. 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 If you're under 18, you should go ask your mom.
Oh, jeez.
So that's what I gave the dude.
So here's what I'm wondering about this fucking site. It is a software for making music.
Yeah.
And he asks you to make music somehow else for their ad.
You know, dude, I'm not going to fucking download your goddamn software.
No, I realize this. but I'm pointing out like the irony of this all.
Yeah.
The software is for doing what you're doing, but you're doing it differently.
I'm doing it without
and
using
this is
his
how,
shit.
And this is how he wants you to advertise his software.
That's what he fucking said.
Makes no fucking sense. This company is so fucking screwed. No wonder his marketing budget is $5. He's a fucking moron.
Here's what he said. He goes, great videos. Because I had a link to me freestyling guitar or whatever. I'm doing a compilation reel of like funny shit spoof ads for my site. So I think a vid or song would be perfect. I don't know, vid/song. My site is dubturbo.com, music and beat production software. I'll leave the creative control up to you.
Oh, for $5? I mean, you know, I mean, you gotta. I mean, like, what are you paying this man for? I'm going to decide how to do the ad?
So, yeah, I fucked up a note in the song, too, and I'm like, oh, I fucked that note up. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not redoing this shit.
Yeah, the fuck do you care? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what I'm thinking here. The song was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But who the fuck cares? I mean, the whole point is you get it done and get your $5. That's why there's no way you're getting something quality because someone is rushing to get whatever the fuck it is.
That's what it was. I basically said, and in the beginning for this ad for software, I actually say the words, don't buy this shit.
Yeah,
I was thinking I would
101 would say never say don't buy this shit.
But I mean, I was trying to convey the idea that like I had bought shitty software. Like I just did it off the top of my head. I don't fucking know. What do you want from me, dubturbo.com? Give me my fucking $4.
So the song should have been, why the fuck am I making this song on my guitar? Because I should be using dubturbo.
It should just be, give me my $4. You don't deserve this shit. Over and over, on loop, using a fucking drum snare from dubturbo.com. And honestly, we're not getting, like, to date, I have not received one fucking penny from that goddamn website. When I do, that's it. I don't care about them. I don't give a fuck about dubturbo. Honestly, fuck you. Your shit probably sucks. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm looking at this website.
Yeah.
That it looks like those like the websites about how to make money at home. Like, they didn't believe me, but now I make $50,000 a year working from my bedroom.
Yeah.
The bottom of the site says, when I said check out my beats, they all laughed at me until I pressed the play button. Now they beg for my secret. What a fucking piece of
shit. Wow, is that gay?
Now they beg for my secret.
Who the fuck would laugh at somebody that says, like, if obviously you're not just saying it to random people. You're saying it to people who are interested in hearing beats. Who would fucking laugh at anybody? Scott Storch is the nerdiest fucking cokehead ever, and he made some of the most lucrative beats that have ever been created. So who would look at you and say, and just fucking laugh?
Laugh. No response other than laugh. Hey, Ken, check out my beats. And you just bust out laughing.
If I
started playing them and they were terrible and you started laughing. But just the mere statement of saying, check out what I did. It's really cool. Ah, I just started laughing.
Fuck you. Fuck your beats. Yeah, it's just terrible.
Oh God! I mean, like literally,
I'm here to say that we are doing an anti-ad for Dub Turbo. Dub Turbo sucks my fucking dick, and they suck, and their product sucks. And you should buy the competitor's software, which obviously is Fruity Loops, Pro Tools, Adobe Audition, any other fucking program
other than Dub Turbo.
Yes.
I hate this whole set. I hate this. There is a fucking in the middle of the very top of the page. Are you on the site here?
No, I refuse.
All right, there is a little like animated JPEG of a DJ scratching and mixing.
Wow.
on turntables.
Yeah,
and he's just moving like slowly, like, you know, he's got his hand up on his headphones and he's scratching, and right next to him it says, "It's just bananas." And next to the DJ, there is a bunch of bananas.
Ugh.
In this picture. This
okay.
Is terrible.
A new update from Fiverr. I found a really popular one. Okay, 23 sales. 23 sales.
All right, that works out to $96.
I will take a high res photo of any word with Scrabble tiles and send it in a digital format to you.
Oh, at least it's digital.
Like, you're going to fucking print it and put it in an envelope? Of course you're going to fucking send it digitally. Who is paying?
Kidnappers.
I will make your ransom note in Scrabble tiles. HDR photography.
Actually, Ken, I think that's a good... That's worth $5.
But the thing is...
It's worth $5 for us to make up a fucked up ransom note out of Scrabble tiles.
Maybe we should do it.
Like, leave $100,000 in unsequential bills, like make it really long too, in the garbage can on Washington Street and Fifth.
It, you know what? It takes forever for your gig to be approved too, because they're obviously, if you could sell anything for $5, I think there would be far worse things.
Oh, there'd be people getting crack out of this stuff. There would be crack whores.
No,
on this.
I think it would be there would be no crack because that's too expensive. Like,
no, not you gotta crack. Think on, there'd be whores. There'd be people whoring it out.
Yeah, but digitally. So there'd be be like a guy with the username AssPix who would just like spread his ass cheeks for $5. And send you a picture, which honestly would be a genius thing to use.
I was just thinking that that's the best site idea I've ever heard in my life.
But you can't. Why
can't you?
Because you can't. Because your site would be hosting child porn, potentially. That's why you can't do it.
No, you have to have a way of screening it out.
Yeah. Well,
figure out a way to screen it out.
But. So you're telling me that if you zoom in on an anus, you'd be able to tell if it's 14 or 35.
Well, if you can't tell, who else can?
What if it's a really busy 14-year-old?
Jesus Christ.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have to approve everything by hand. So, like, we couldn't put, we'll write your ransom note, because they wouldn't let that go through. Because I bet these people have the
most... No, we won't say we'll write ransom note. You just ask for something that's in the context of a ransom note.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think people pay attention to the request gigs because they're literally like, someone to sponsor me from China. Someone to build me a business. Post banners of my business in two states.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's worth $5.
I want 10,000 more Facebook friends. Like, seriously? How the fuck can you possibly deliver that?
For $5.
For $5. Just ridiculous.
But I think it's worth a $5 expenditure for us to get the guy to write out a ransom note.
I think it would
Scrabble tiles.
We'll purchase it from this guy, maybe. Some of the feedback is actually good. Someone says a true pro.
I mean, how would you know?
Excellent job delivered in 15 minutes.
There you go.
Probably asked for like hope, and he like had a few stock words.
Yeah, we're going to ask for something really fucking long. Does he have a limit on there?
I bet. I'm going to see what his...
Like the first chapter of Huck Finn. Let's ask for that.
Here it is now. These photos frame beautifully and are a playful way to display your family name, child's name, or message, such as love, family, peace, etc.
Or give me $100,000.
You will have control of how you use it.
Or he loses a finger.
High-resolution photos... two words, 20 character minimum, please. So no ransom though. But he didn't say anything about racial slurs. I hope he has a lot of G's.
How many times can you write that in 20 characters?
Two words. I could at least get him to do it twice.
Does a space count as a character?
If he uses the space tile. I would request that he would use the space tile.
Okay.
Anyway, you know what? Why don't we just wrap this fucking thing up? thank you again for tuning into this pre-recorded episode of the DJ New Style Show. We're doing everything we can to make this a consistent show. Shawnee Murphy had hockey, so we're covering you. Anytime we can, we will cover. And you should just appreciate it, because this is fantastic shit that we're giving to you. Right, Shawnee Murphy?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that I take time out of my Monday.
Yes. This is actually, it's technically a Monday night miracle, but you're hearing it on Tuesday. So we're trying to keep the illusion together for you. Notice we didn't tell you until the end. Get over it. Thank you very much for listening. Episode 277. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Tune in every Tuesday. And don't forget the other shows on Heroes Talk. Suck my ass, eat my shit, and go fuck yourself. Shawnee, you got anything to say?
Nope. See you.